Good morning. Truly, this is a day that the Lord has made. By His great mercy, thank you, Brother Mose, for those words there. I was challenged again. I was asked to share here this morning, and I had some verses going through my mind the last week or so, and it just seemed like I should just meditate on them some more, and I don't feel like I done justice to them. We can't, but like was said, the Word of God is alive, and I was just really challenged in my own life with these words, and I want to continue to ask God for grace to surrender to them some more. But it's a few verses here in Psalm 119 that I was. 119, 161 to 168, the little section there. So if you want to follow along, I'll just read all of them, and then we will go from there. Psalm 119, 161. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before me. All my ways are before thee. I think Moses mentioned that verse, that the Word of God is sharp, powerful and sharp, and knows the thoughts and intents of our heart. And if we have a heart that wants to be free and open before God, that is a great freedom. If we have some of self or whatever it may be in there, then it's binding. The first one there, the 161, I hadn't noticed it before, but I stand to be corrected. Feel free to speak to me afterwards. I don't claim to be a scholar by any means, but what stood out to me here was princes have persecuted me without cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. What I thought about was he speaking of his own son there? Absalom. What a challenge that was. Whatever we face, whatever comes into our life, that the Word of God is still, we're still rooted and grounded. And the Word of God is able to carry us through. That just really, re-challenged me. I looked up a few of the words in 2 Samuel there. I'll just read them. The heart that David had towards his son who was trying to kill him. It's in 2 Samuel 18:33. And there was two messengers came, and both of them, his first words were, "Is the young man Absalom safe?" Those were they didn't want to they didn't want to give him the news. In verse 33, the king was much moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, thus he said, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would God I had died for thee, O Absalom, my son, my son." And I thought of Paul. His heart for his people, that he would be accursed. That if people could be saved. what I was meditating on was the law. And we all know that the verse often gets repeated there. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. But the law of God, the heart of God. David truly was an example for us that. It just seems like David understood or was a partaker of the new covenant. In Hebrews 8:10 says, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people." I'll just read the rest of this. It's very, very powerful words. "And they shall teach every man his neighbor, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins, and their iniquities will I remember no more." David's mercy towards his son and that forgiveness was challenging to have that kind of heart. If our heart is flooded with that kind of law, the law of Christ, the law of God, we'll have a hard time getting offended. Portion here, or another example that I thought about was David in 2 Samuel 16. Where Shimei was from the house of Saul was cursing David and throwing rocks and dust. David's words were when one of his men wanted to just go take his head off. His words were, and David said to Bishai and to all his servants, "Behold, my son, which cometh forth of my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more now may this Bethlehemite do it?" Let him alone. Let him curse, for the Lord hath bidden him. David seemed quite sure that God had brought this man into his life to work something out. And again, just the heart, allowing God to be able to speak in our most in our situations, that we don't get offended. I thought as our thinking of this man in David's life here, is our Father answering our prayers and desiring to become more. Is our Father answering our prayer and desire to become more like Jesus when these things happen to us? In Romans 8:28, all things work for good to those that love God. I read Psalm 165 there. I read it in the Amplified Bible. It goes like this: Great peace have they who love your law. Nothing shall offend them or make them stumble. And Psalm 161 also had some very thought-provoking words in it. 161 is, Princes pursue and persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. In parentheses, dreading violation of them far more than the force of princes or potentate. So, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. I thought of Job. It would appear that the book of Job, was the problem. In the problem of Job's affliction. And we just have to conclude that Job was well acquainted with and loved the law of God. And he didn't get offended when the Lord allowed Satan to bring things into his life. And I'll just read a few of the words that Job had here. They just really challenged me. Chapter 1, verse 21, and said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. You know, when our possessions, you know, they get things happen. Maybe in business dealings, we get taken advantage of. The challenge to just cast all of our cares on the Lord and trust that He is working on our character. In chapter 2 here in Job, verse 10, But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of, this is after his wife told him to curse God and die. He said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? I took note there that he didn't call his wife a fool. He just said, Thou speakest as a foolish woman. And just happened to stood out to me there. like I said, this is a big topic. I don't feel like I'm doing justice here about the whole thing of not getting offended, but to have the Spirit of God, the heart of God beating within us to know God in such a way that He is able to continue to work, shaping us and molding us. the Word of God there on 162. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I didn't look the verse up, but there's a verse that talks about a scripture that says, that talks about the word, loving the word above thousands of gold and silver. And yeah, that just came to my mind there. I also thought a little bit about the word offend. Jesus talked about that in three of the Gospels. I'll read one here. Mark 9:42. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe on me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. It would seem like the 42 would be talking about a relationship between two or more people, but then 43, it seems like it would be talking about where our hands and our feet cause us to stumble. But I'm open to correction on that. As far as, it just seems like to not be an offense to others. Those who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So we will be offensive to those that are unwilling to love the law or the word of God. But I'm challenged again with our verse here that great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. So, if if I'm offended, it would seem to me that I have the bigger problem because I'm not connected with God. And if I am connected with God and I do offend, and if I love the law, if I love the Word of God, if I'm loving God with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, then I should be quick to want to make amends, to go everything within my power to restore and reconcile. And I was, yeah, I was just challenged with these thoughts. We claim to be followers of Jesus, and he clearly said, "If the Son shall make you free, we shall be free indeed." Or the truth shall set us free. It would seem like there is no other option, but to not be offended, and yeah, I am. I was speaking to myself here. First of all, I see areas, even you know, right in my own home, where I can grow in this very much. It seemed like there was another verse that I had, but I it's not coming to me. But thank you all for being here today, and we love you all.